Welcome to The Light of the World, and this is Jared G. Martin. We have just celebrated Resurrection Sunday. That is the time that Jesus Christ bought our redemption with his own blood. Well, today we're going to share a message with you about the importance of the redemption. No matter who you are, no matter what your past has been, no matter what you've gone through or what you've done, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin and brings us into his own righteousness. Listen to this message today and stay tuned at the end, and we'll let you know how you can listen to it in its entirety. But right now, come and go with us as we continue to walk in the light of God's Word. In our text in verse 18, he says, "You were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers." The scripture makes it clear that all believers were once in bondage to sin. All believers, every person. Romans 6 says in verse 6, "For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin." He said in verse 17 of Romans 6, "But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness." Here's what God is saying in that passage. Every person is going to be under the control of either demonic, satanic force or of evil. You're going to be a slave to sin, or you're going to be a slave to righteousness. But you don't belong to yourself. You just think you do. You can say it all you want to. This is my life, and I can live it like I want to. Well, I'm here to tell you it ain't your life. If it was yours, you can keep it. But there's people dying every day, and they didn't want to. They wasn't trying to. But you can't hold on to it. You can try to hold on to it as long as you want to, but you got to give it up. If you don't move out voluntarily, you're going to get told off. You are in a no parking zone. You can go to some places in the park, they say you got 2 hours. You ever seen those? You got a meter. When those 2 hours is up, if you're still there, you're going to get told off. And God says in his word that with one day with God is like 1,000 years with man. I did the math on that. That means that 1 hour is 42 years. 1 hour with God is 42 man years. So you got about 2 hours to park here. That'd be 84 years, if you make it that long. And some of you, are the first hour is already up and the clock is ticking. The problem is we act like we ain't going nowhere. We live like we're not going anywhere. We live like we're going to be here forever. You're not. You are on death row. He said, you're either going to be a slave to sin or a slave to righteousness. As I was reading that, this is what I'm thinking. We were slaves to sin, and we did a good job as sinners. We did a good job as sinners. I mean, some of us was off the chain, they say, when it come to sinners. I mean, we was way out there. But we were all did a good job. We were good liars, good thieves, good fornicators, good drunkards. Oh, man, we could party. Y'all act like y'all didn't do that. I mean, huh? No, you. Be like, it got quiet, like, no, all of us was like that. But when we get saved, we don't want to be no slave to righteousness. I just thought I'd throw that in. Because you was a good sinner, but you ain't trying to be no good saint. Just thought I'd throw that in while you're here. You may not be here next Sunday. Here's the problem. Every person was born with a sin nature. That's why they don't have to teach you how to sin. You already know how to do that. You took no lying lessons. You took no stealing lessons. You took no anger lessons. Somebody, I'm going to teach you how to be angry because you just are your demeanor is such that you're going to not make it in this world if you don't know how to be angry. So we're having some anger lessons this morning. No, let somebody slap you. Then they have to teach you how to do that. It's already in there, your anger. You got to take anger management. Why? Because all those things are already there. It was born. That's in our DNA. That's that sin nature that caused us to want to do that. Nobody teach you how to hate. I hate you. Look here, Santa. You ain't been around long enough to hate. 2 years old. I hate you. In verse 14, identifies the unredeemed bondage as ignorance. Peter says, as obedient children in verse 14, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. You had evil desires when you're an unbeliever. You had evil desires because you lived in ignorance. The ignorance refers to the absence of spiritual understanding. And then verse 18 again refers to their empty way of living, which identifies a vain, useless, worthless existence. No matter what they may think, every unredeemed man or woman is living an empty life. You ever wonder why the people that have what you're trying to get and do what you're trying to do act like they are not happy? You watch them all the time, your favorite idols on TV, the stars and the actors and the athletes and all of this that's got millions of dollars and can live like they want to live, and they jumping out the window and they committing suicide and they overdosing on drugs and they going into rehab and they're doing all kind of crazy stuff. That didn't help them because they are unredeemed, an empty way of life. Empty way of life. They thought that if they had some money, I mean, come on, do you want to hang out with Mike Tyson and had $100 million and broke? And you think, what's wrong with him? You can read up on all these famous people and you think, well, that's what I want to be. The greatest achievement of man here on the earth without God is worthless here and worthless for eternity. Jesus made it clear by asking two penetrating questions to his disciples. One was this: for what will it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? He asked that question. What is it going to profit you? You get the whole world and lose your soul. Jesus had the eternal perspective. Jesus came down from heaven to live here on earth. He already knows what the end's going to be. He already knows what eternity looks like. He knows what the plan is. And he says to him, hey, guys, listen, let me tell you something. You don't want to just gain the whole world and lose your soul. Believe me, I know what I'm talking about. In fact, he asked another question. What would a man give in exchange for his soul? Think about that. What would you want to trade off for your soul? Another feature of the unredeemed lost condition is religious tradition, identified as ideas inherited from the forefathers. In verse 18, he says, you are redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers. We're living in a time and in a culture and in generations now where we've been handed down all kinds of philosophies and all kinds of ways of living. We got information from all over the world at our fingertips. We got everybody else's opinion on our phones, on our Facebook. Folks just talking and acting like they know something, but they don't know nothing. And then you buying into what they telling you. You know, in a spiritual sense, there's something that happens in the spiritual sense that happens in the natural sense. You know, when you have small children, you have your children and you're trying to teach them good practices and moral practices and how to do things in a way that's going to be a blessing and a benefit to them. And you've done all you can to try to teach them right. And then by the time they get to be adolescents, they go to school and they listen to Ray Ray, and Ray Ray tell them something. They do what Ray Ray said before they do what you say. And you'd be like, what? So here we are now. We've been trying to teach folks what God says, and now you go out there and listen to somebody that ain't got good sense. Dr. Phil may not be the one you want to listen to for your eternal salvation. Amen. Oprah Winfrey ain't the one you need to listen to for your eternal salvation. Aaliyah or Eliah or whoever her name is, trying to tell everybody else what to do, is not the one you need to listen to for your eternal salvation. Shanae is not the one you need to listen to. You know, everyone have their own truth. You have your truth. I have my truth. There are so many pathways. There's a lot of pathways. The Bible said there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. He said there's a way that seems right. All the traditions and things that's passed down from your friends, and you're getting from the social media, and you're getting from all your movie stars and the athletes and the rap singers and all the reality people on TV. I haven't seen a reality show yet that anybody got any sense on. And if you're not careful, you'll start, you see, you think that, I'm just looking. No, all of those, your ear gates open and your eye gates is open and your heart's open. And all that information keep coming at you. After a while, you'll begin to respond like they respond. If you don't believe that, ask the marketers that keep putting commercials on, giving information to you. They know it. Eventually, you're going to respond. They know that. That's why they spend billions of dollars giving you this little message, giving you this little message, giving you this message. And then when you have a situation, they know what you're going to do. You're going to buy their product. Oh, that's name brand right there. That's, I only get the name brand. Well, who told you it was a name brand? You don't know. They told you years ago. They don't expect you to get up right in the middle of your TV show and go buy that product. But when you go start looking for it, it's going to come back to you. And the same way when you get all this stuff, you take it in from everybody else and everybody that don't know, folks that don't know God, ain't been to church, don't know nothing, don't read the Bible, they'll tell you, you know, the Bible got all kind of, the Bible contradicts itself. I say, show me where. Nobody ever showed me. They don't know. They ain't read it. There's so many errors in the Bible. Oh, yeah, show me one. You know, the Bible said God helped those who helped themselves. I say, that ain't in there. The Bible say, you know, they don't know. So you better get to where you are not depending on what somebody else is telling you. You better know the Lord for yourself.
This is Pastor Jerry G. Martin, and every year this time, our focus turned to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's the good news. The bad news is it seems like we only wait until this time of the year to really focus on what Jesus Christ did for us. For every believer, every day, we should be thankful to the Lord that He gave His life for us so that we do not have to perish, but we can live an abundant life and we can escape the fires of hell and spend eternity with God in heaven. Jesus came to seek and to save those who are lost. What is He going to save us from? Eternal damnation and hell fire. Those of you who are listening to me right now, you may be at church, but you may not be in church. That means that you're just going through the motions, you're just attending, but you're not connected with God. This is the season to remind us of why Jesus Christ came in the first place, and He came to save a lost and dying world. You can make that decision even now to give your life to Jesus Christ. I give you this opportunity to be my guest at the Light of the World. We meet each Sunday at 10 a.m. at 16161 Old Humble Road. You can meet Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you can join with the family of believers that will help you to grow and fulfill God's will and purpose in your life. If you would like to listen to this message again or previous broadcasts, go to our new website at lowcf.org. Again, that's lowcf.org. Now for the Light of the World, this is Pastor Jerry G. Martin saying, May the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.